Episode 2, Self-Mastery Podcast. Hey guys, and welcome back. Good to have you here listening in again. And look, today I want to talk about something that's very, very, very important. And a lot of people don't understand it, and a lot of people are going through it, right? And what I'm talking about is inner conflict. Inner conflict within yourself. What does that mean? That means that there is a part of you that wants to do X, Y, and Z. There's a part of you that wants to do one thing. But then that means that there's also a part of you that wants to do ABC, a part of you that wants to do another thing. And you're in conflict of what it is that you should do. All right, so something to relate to, an example to that would be, I want to make a lot of money. So there's a part of you that wants to make a lot of money. Okay, great. But then there's a part of you that doesn't want to spend time away from your family. Or there's a part of you that doesn't want to be like a sleazy salesman or something like that, right? It could be with weight loss. Oh, there's a part of me that wants to look good, feel pretty, be beautiful, blah, 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 blah. But there's also a part of me that doesn't want to be like a fitness freak or a show off or something like that. All right, this is very important because many people go through this like on a day-to-day basis, right? And they don't understand that those parts are in you. They're in your psyche. They're predicting and influencing what it is that you do. And that's important because, man, if you don't know that, then things will get out of hand. And before you know it, you'll end up not making any decisions. And that's a decision within itself, not to make a decision. So here's the thing. How do you stop that? How do you integrate that? Well, the first thing to do would be to come to some form of awareness of that's actually what's going on. So you ask yourself now, you're like, all right, cool. In what area am I conflicted in now? And is there a part of me that says this? There's a part of me that says do it, and a part of me that says don't do it. And then what you want to do is you want to find out who does it look like, sound like, or feel like. It's going to be someone that you know, all right? Now, you don't have to understand this. This is just how it works. So don't try and figure it out and find out why it's this person or why they're saying that. Just ask yourself, all right, the part of it that thinks this, who does it look like, sound like, or feel like? And you might say, well, it's my mom, or it's my dad, or it's my sister, or it's my cousin, it's my uncle, or it's bloody, you know, someone that I used to know back in the day. Okay, great. On the flip side of it, who does it look like, sound like, or feel like? So the opposite part, who does it look like, sound like, or feel like? Oh, well, this side of me, it's actually me, but it's me like a day ago, or it's me a month ago, or it's me 10 years ago. Okay, cool, that's great. Step one's got to be awareness. You've got that. You found out what it is. Step two is you got to find out or ask the question, what is the highest intention or what is the purpose of the individual part? What is the highest intention? What is the purpose of the individual part? So what do you do for that? You just ask that part, that person, what is the purpose or intention of wanting to make a lot of money? What is the purpose of wanting to lose that weight? What is the purpose or intention of finding a partner or someone to spend the rest of my life with? Now you go down that path and you find out the highest intention. Then on the flip side of it, you ask the opposite side, what is the highest intention or the purpose of not wanting to make a lot of money? What's the highest intention or purpose of not losing weight? What's the highest intention of, you know, staying single? Something like that. And you'll come up with the highest intention of what it is that that part has. And step three is, now that you've got both intentions, they're going to be exactly the same. Their highest intention is going to be the same. Then what you want to do is you want to integrate them into yourself. How do you do that? You ask the parts to look at each other and you want them to understand, these two parts, that they both had the highest intention for you in your life. And now that the conflict has resolved, they can come together and they can live in harmony within yourself and you can go forward and do what it is that you choose to do. That you choose to do. All right, when you do this, you will feel a profound shift in the way that you think and the way that you do things, because you're not going to be conflicted anymore. You're actually going to be able to go and do something. All right, so that's Inner Conflict 101. I really hope that that helps you out. If you need any help at all, then you can find me on Facebook under Luke Pierce, or you can find me under Self Mastery with Luke Pierce. You send me a message and I'll help you out to resolve that conflict, and then you can move on with doing the things that you want to do. Until next time, master your mind, you'll master your life.